بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، today we begin chapter 17 in regards to معاملات, that is financial dealings in Islam. And the subject matter baraka. Baraka in Arabic word, Urdu say barakat, English also blessings. So chapter 17 is regards to baraka or barakat, blessings in business, how to draw blessings and barakat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give barakat, whether it be our food, whether it be our homes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also when it comes to blessings in food, that make sure when you partake of meals that we clean the plate till the last morsel. In Western culture, if you clean the plate, it means you are greedy. And Islamic teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you do not know in which part of the food is barakat. Could have been in the last morsel. But we find nowadays, because of influence, little kids also, well, the last few morsels, they throw it away. The parents also, in the old days, you will find the children can't finish the food, the mother will make little luqmas and she will finish it. Or she will leave for somebody in the family. Now if the food is left over, then even the housewife or the mother will throw the food away. Won't give it to somebody that can partake of it. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, you don't know in which morsel of food Allah Ta'ala has kept the barakat. The entire meal was eaten besides the last few morsels. So could have been in the entire plate of food, or the pot also, there was no barakat. Possibly there was illness, or there was some bala or calamity, whatever it may be. But in the last morsel, the barakat was there, medication was there, the cure was there. So we don't know where the barakat will be, therefore the real barakat and the real blessing is following every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whether it be barakat in food, barakat in the home, barakah in one's medication, in one's health. But the real barakat we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for, whether it's barakat in blessings, it means now that the wealth will be used for my deen, to build my akhirat, to design my qabr. So this food can be a means of my a'mal increasing, my iman increasing, me giving more time to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be that my business is void of barakat, that I am so busy in my business that it doesn't allow me to put my head down to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at the right time. Whether it be fajr, I got to go early to work, I can't make it to salah in the masjid. When it comes to zuhur, there's no barakat in my business, I'm so busy I can't make it for salah. Come to asr, maghrib, asr also, my dear brothers, very importantly. Asr salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, man salla al-bardain dakhala al-jannah. The person who performs the two cool namazes. The two cool namazes refer to salatul fajr and salatul asr. These are the two cool namazes. So that person whose business occupation doesn't allow him to make it for asr salah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that person who performs the two cool namazes, dakhal al-jannah, he is secured his entry into Jannah already. So half the job is done, you can say. Doesn't mean other namazes are not important, just as important. But these ones are the difficult ones. So if my business is so busy right now, and somebody asks, how's business? A lot of barakat, but I can't make it for salah. So that business, although very busy, but not allowing me to buy my ticket to Jannat right now. The ticket to my Jannat right now is in Salatul Asr, but I can't make it. So it shows that business is only for the sake of dunya. It will make me my dunya, it will make me comfortable. My dunya will make me comfortable, but will not make me happy. I'll be comfortable, but my home is on fire. My children can't make it for salah in the masjid. My daughters cannot cover themselves. The business I'm bringing back home, the wealth I'm bringing back home is void of barakat. I'm breaking my head with the children, breaking my head with the wife also. It's all challenges upon challenges. I prefer not being at home, but I'm very busy. So it shows there's no barakat in my business right now. I'm doing everything of dunya, but my deen is slipping away. So barakat in business will mean that my deen increases, my amal increases, my iman increases, my time in the house of Allah increases, doesn't decrease, no matter what season it may be. This is real barakat when it comes to business, that I'm allowed, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for me also to venture into a halal business, into halal avenues, halal menus also, and halal venues. This is barakat. So fulfilling the rights of goods, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who acquires goods while fulfilling his rights, one who acquires goods while fulfilling his rights will find blessings in it. While one who acquires goods without fulfilling his rights will be like the one who eats but does not get filled. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, one who acquires goods while fulfilling his rights, the huquq of the goods, the haqq of it, will find blessings and barakat in it. While one who acquires goods without fulfilling his rights will be like the one who eats but does not get full. He carries on working. What does the Hadith Sharif mean? The meaning of fulfilling the rights of goods is to acquire it through permissible means. There's no crooked business. There's no back door. He's doing it according to Sharia. Sometimes we find a person's mind only works reverse gear. How to do the deal the wrong way. Because his mind has become so accustomed to avoiding taxes, SARS, etc. So every deal becomes like this. How to do it the other way around. Just make a plan. Just make a plan, whether Sharia compliant or not. We'll make it right. We'll find a grand mufti. We'll pay a grand and get the fatwa. And make it permissible and jais. I know that Darul Iftah, I know that Mufti Sahab, somehow we'll put the question like that, we'll get our answer. But what is the reality? Doesn't understand. Does not understand, as ulama say, that 40 years, within 40 years or thereafter, someone will suffer the consequences of it. Now ulama are saying, we find in those families, Allah Ta'ala protect, where a youngster gets into drugs, gets into zina, they say, go back and see, there was somebody in the family that did not give the inheritance to the sisters. There was somebody in the family that took their business without due right. Somebody is suffering down the line. And on the other side of it, we find possibly the parents not very pious, or grandparents, but the son, the grandson or great-grandson came out very pious. Now he's being in the path of Allah. He's enjoying the company of the ulama-i-karam. And all our kabir, when they see a youngster, they'll ask him, by which family you from? Who's your father, grandfather, great-grandfather? Some way will come out that my great-grandfather was bi'at to certain sheikh, used to go in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Great-great-grandfather passed away in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. And what they will say, that's the barakat. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. That his forefathers were pious people. So Allah Ta'ala, the barakat of that came down. So the meaning of fulfilling the rights is to acquire it through permissible means. To discharge zakat. To discharge zakat, he calculates his zakat to the last cent, is very particular in discharging the zakat, and that to the right avenue also. Doesn't just give it off to some organization. Say, ni'ma al-amir ala babi al-faqir. How excellent the rich man at the door of the poor man. Wa bi'sa al-faqir ala babi al-amir. And how despicable of the poor man at the door of the rich man. Why does he have to come to me? It's time to discharge my zakat. I'll go look for the person. This is for my Allah. Not that now he must come. I don't have time. If you want, come and pick up from me. Allah Ta'ala give me this business to discharge my zakat and sharia obligations. To go out and look for the avenues to discharge the zakat. To do qurbani. To do qurbani also with a happy heart. بِطِيبٍ nafs. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, طِيبُ بِهَا nafsa. They do qurbani with a happy soul. Not that, what will be the price this year? Now it's getting more expensive, but Allah Ta'ala has given you so much the past year. But then to the complain. So is that happy with doing it? It's fulfilling the, so to say, the right of it, but the heart is not happy with it. Not earn for the sake of pride. This is fulfilling the haqq of one's business. Does not earn for the sake of pride. Yeah, we should check ourselves. Would they be the men? Would they be the female also? They're doing home industries. That I want to make money and they put on my status. That we earned it and now we're spending it. Say where we are going. So I'm earning it now to show others. And spending my husband's money to show others also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it may be halal, but you're not fulfilling the rights of it. So there's no barakat in it. It'll be spent, you'll go for the fancy holiday, and more than often there's only fighting and dispute. We didn't get the room we supposed to get. The bags didn't come on time. This didn't happen, that didn't happen. Husband will think, work out the math, I spent so much on this holiday. We went fighting, we came back fighting also. Now I really need a holiday. So the best thing, go in the path of Allah. Sit in ta'aleem. Go for the gush. And this will be heavy on the scales on the day of Qiyamah. So not to earn for the sake of pride. This we have to really check, my dear brothers. I'm earning right now just to get up to the next bracket. Now he pulled out that vehicle, he's in this bracket right now. She's driving this car, she's carrying this bag. Went to that holiday destination. So now we're earning for the sake of pride. And pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hadith al-Qudsi, that pride is my shawl, is my covering. Allah doesn't have a covering. It's just Allah ta'ala, symbolically, Allah ta'ala says that pride is my shawl. He who wishes to snatch away my shawl, my covering, will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. To be proud and to show people that who I am, to admire me, to give me their likes, to subscribe, that I want to be known. I have so many followers. It should be only one following. That is the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I want a following, not for the sake of Allah, for the sake of myself. Great danger, my dear brothers. Great danger. In this world, then that legacy continues, and we can understand the end result of this. Quran says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ بَرَاءً جَامْ مُتَّقِيَوْكِ لِيَهُنْجِ. That a good outcome will be for those of taqwa. Those that will abstain from name and fame, we are humble people. We don't need people to know us. The Urdu say, gum naam, no name brand. Allah knows me. One sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he walked in, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, from the people of Jannah. Happened a few times. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is more known amongst the people in the skies than the people on the earth. He's such a humble man, doesn't want to be known. And because of his love for Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, he's more known amongst the people, dwellers of the skies, than the people on the earth. Because he doesn't want to be known. So to earn a livelihood, not for the sake of pride, fame and showing off, and not spending in unlawful and sinful avenues. This also, people are spending in sinful avenues. And now it's all, his show is alive. Online, people are seeing, having a bash, having a holiday, having a birthday right now. We're earning this to do this. And you know, show the entire world. Now we're challenging Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I gave you, and you break my command. Sometimes we give the child or children some spending money. And then we're asking, where's the money I gave you? I spent it here and there. You didn't spend it as you wanted to. What do you tell the child? But didn't I tell you the last time? I warned you. I told you, you don't listen, and the parent gets upset. We can imagine the reaction from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You're not listening. We told you don't spend it there, don't go there. You're still not listening. 40 years, 50 years, who's going to suffer? So Allah ta'ala, give us understanding, my dear brothers, where the ummah is going right now, here in our country, other countries, where the ummah is suffering right now. And not spending in unlawful and sinful avenues. One should not forget the fara'is and the wajibat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in pursuit of wealth. This should be the foremost thing in his mind. What is farz upon me right now in regards to my wealth and business? What are the wajibat and the obligations on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If these are kept in mind, there will be blessings, there will be barakat. Otherwise, there will be no end to problems and there will be no end to the problems and worries despite having wealth. You will have it. But then too, there's no happiness, there's no contentment. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. SubhanAllah.